CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Measles outbreaks have been confirmed in at least 5 states so far this year, including Georgia, Rhode Island, and Texas. The CDC also says most of those who've become sick are not vaccinated. Vanderbilt University's Dr. William Schaffner.
Before we had vaccines, 400 to 500 children in the United States died each year due to measles and its complications. The number now is zero. In order for it to remain zero, we have to keep vaccinating.
In California, the National Weather Service says Los Angeles is in for heavy rain that will last about 12 hours starting tomorrow afternoon. KNX's Craig Figner.
They have been in storm prep mode for a week. That's what the director of public works for LA County, Mark Pastrella, is saying about this latest storm zeroing in on Southern California.
And we're very comfortable. We're not going to lose control. Are our reservoirs, all 154 of them, are they clean to receive the mud and debris we expect to come off of the slopes? We are in a state of readiness with those facilities.
People with homes still standing in the Eden fire disaster zone, Altadena, they are being allowed to stay despite the threat of rock and mudslides. Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Snowstorms have moved across the country from Colorado to Michigan and in the Northeast, and more snow is expected in the coming days.
I, Tulsi Gabbard, do solemnly swear.
Tulsi Gabbard is sworn in as Director of National Intelligence. Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky was the only Republican to oppose Gabbard's nomination. Inflation rises higher than expected in January. Fuel, auto insurance, and egg prices contributed to the 3% increase in the consumer price index compared to a year ago. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
The increases came from food, shelter, and energy. I mean, these are the need to have, not the nice to have. The one highlight is that rent prices are increasing slower than they were.
The inflation data suggests that the Federal Reserve may continue to pause interest rate cuts in March. President Trump says Russia's war in Ukraine should end, and he predicts that a ceasefire will come in the not-too-distant future, adding that he and President Putin have and will talk again.
We ultimately expect to meet. In fact, we expect that he'll come here, and I'll go there, and we're going to meet also probably in Saudi Arabia. The first time we'll meet in Saudi Arabia, see if we can get something done.
Two crew members are stable after they ejected from their Navy jet before it crashed off the coast of San Diego. They were rescued by a fishing boat, and the cause of the crash is under investigation. A Navy spokesperson says the crash occurred during what is known as a go-around maneuver, in which the aircraft landed and was taking off again. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Baltimore sues a gun manufacturer alleging its handguns have design features that allow them to be easily modified to become fully automatic weapons. Maryland's attorney general has joined city officials in the lawsuit against Glock.
They say the company's handguns can be quickly converted using dime-sized so-called Glock switches, which can be 3D printed or bought for about $20. Police say they're increasingly finding them at crime scenes, and they're adding to a culture of violence among young men across Baltimore. The switches allow the guns to spray continuous gunfire up to 1,200 rounds per minute instead of firing one bullet each time the trigger is pulled, essentially turning them into handheld machine guns. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The U.S. Coast Guard has been searching for tar balls that began showing up on Florida beaches last weekend. So far, the source of the black muck remains a mystery. Coast Guard crews investigated reports of tar balls from Port Everglades to Palm Beach along the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. Jennifer Kuiper,
WRJN Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning continues with snow showers for tonight, an additional 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, low mid-teens. For tomorrow, clouds in the morning, then some sunshine for the afternoon. A high temperature in the low 20s, but breezy. More snow possible Friday. It's 28 degrees right now.
I say hello. Deerfield Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one. 98 years, your home for local news, and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Hey! Pule, pule! Watch it now, watch it! hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without trying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Just wait and see.
Each day.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Some consumer prices are going in the wrong direction, causing us to dig deeper into the pockets and bank accounts. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
Like many Americans, Andy and Brenda O'Neill have noticed food prices continuing to go up.
Eggs, yeah. Eggs is a problem.
$3 over what it was a month ago.
The cost of eggs soared over 15% last month, according to the latest Consumer Price Index, which finds overall inflation up 3% over last year. To help cut costs, the O'Neills have started buying soon-to-expire meat at half off.
Feeding a family with growing teenagers, our grandkids, it's quite difficult for all of our kids.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Fremont, California.
The CDC says measles outbreaks are confirmed in at least five states so far this year, mostly among people who are not vaccinated. Vanderbilt University's Dr. William Schaffner.
Measles is a serious illness. It makes children absolutely miserable for a week or week and a half and can have serious complications.
President Trump, after a call with Russia's president, tells members of his national security team to immediately begin negotiations aimed at ending Russia's war with Ukraine. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
What's notable about this conversation and negotiations between Trump and Putin is that it upends 3 years of U.S. policy on the war in Ukraine. President Biden refused to speak to Putin after Russia invaded Ukraine back in February 2022. Now Trump says the two leaders have agreed to work together very closely.
A federal judge in Boston lifts his temporary restraining order that blocked the Trump administration's deferred resignation program, which can now continue. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The judge rejected a lawsuit to halt the buyout program, saying that the labor unions did not have standing or grounds to come into court to challenge it. The court also questioned whether it had subject matter jurisdiction or whether this is an issue that has to be decided by another agency.
Sangamon County, Illinois, reaches a $10 million civil settlement with the family of Sonia Massey. The Black Springfield woman was fatally shot in her kitchen by a white, now former sheriff's deputy named Sean Grayson. Massey attorney Antonio Romanucci.
$10 million certainly is a lot of money, and it is something that will never be able to compensate the family for the taking of the life of Sonia Massey.
Sean Grayson has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. Seven children and four adults were hospitalized in southern New Hampshire after suffering carbon monoxide poisoning at a daycare. It happened in nearby Kittery, Maine. All are expected to survive.